and now we're walking down the main street of a city.
Maybe you can't understand. What?
I understand perfectly. I know someone who went through something very, very similar.
And one fine day, did his field go dry too? And did his wife also run off with a priest? And did the fever take his five children?
No, but he ended up alone too.
Then he is more lucky than me. I still have a daughter. The young one. She survived. And it is for her that I decide one day to fight against my bad luck and travel all over without a destination. And then one day, when I go through one out of many towns I never see before, I come to a hill. And then I see the most beautiful thing in my life. The sea.
The sea?
I never see it before. It was like lightning hit me, because I hear the voice.
The voice of the sea?
Yes, the voice of the sea.
I never heard it.
The voice of the sea, it is like a shout big and strong, screaming and screaming. And the thing it was screaming was, you. With sheet instead of brains. Life is immense. Can you understand that? Immense. I never think of it that way. A revolution was in my head. That's how I suddenly decided to change my life. To start fresh. Change life. Start fresh. Tell that to your friend.
1900! 1900! It's Max Tooney, your friend!
Come on out, 1900! I'm your friend, too, even if we've never met! Don't worry, no cop!
You said something about a piano. Where was it exactly?
You found it over there.
For the last time, 1900. Just
the normal notes.
Come on, come on, come on.
See that woman over there, for example? She looks like someone who's just killed her husband with the help of a young lover. Now she's running off with the family jewels. Don't you think this music's her?
Damn, it's true.
You see that guy over there?